Does anybody, first of all, does anybody know what a pokey stop is? No. Sounds like a curse word. All right. Listen, so my name is Rick Smith, and I didn't get a chance. Some of you are new. I haven't had a chance to meet you before. I've been able to hang out with middle schoolers in the past. And so if you're new, let's just assume everyone is new. I want to get to know you. So you know my name. My name is Rick, and so I would like to know your name. So on the count of three, will you just scream your name out, and I'll try to catch as many as I can, okay? One, two, three. All right. Cool. Welcome, Nebuchadnezzar. Whoever is Nebuchadnezzar, we are glad that you're here. Well, listen. This is kind of awkward because they asked me to come in and teach really in an awkward topic, okay? This is an awkward topic because, like, some people, they get to teach about fun stuff. They get to do trivia up here, which I'm not sure I agree with all the trivia that was up here earlier, all the things that were said. I would disagree with some of those things, mainly Santa, okay? But this is an awkward time because our nation is divided. Your parents, your household might be divided. Our nation is divided. There's really, you know, I spend a lot of time, like Sean said, on social media, interacting with people. And as I look on Facebook, our country is divided. And so we got to talk about that this morning. And really, there's two groups of people, probably even in this room, even as young as middle school, there's probably two groups of people. And I got to start out this morning by asking you a very serious question, okay? And the question goes like this: how many people in here are Coke fans? And how many people in here are Dr. Pepper fans? Because there's a big difference. You got your Coke fans, you got your Dr. Pepper fans. Do me a favor. Raise your hand if you're about that Coke, if you're about Coca-Cola. Okay, raise your hand if you're about that Dr. Pepper. All right, awesome. So there's a Dr. Pepper, there's a Coke. Don't shake that. Do your parents let you have Coca-Cola? If they don't, you got this from Harrison, okay? You got this from Sean. All right, listen, but hey, we got to get a little more serious. We got to keep it real because there's also another group of people. There's your A&W people. And then you got your IBC people. What do you like? IBC. Okay, raise your hand if you're an IBC. Here you go. IBC. Who's about the A&W? There you go. Okay, but listen, there's a couple other flavors out there that don't get talked about as much. And these flavors are Alien Snot and Moxie, the original elixir. Okay? Now, who would like to come up and try a little bit of Alien Snot? Come on. Yeah, right there. Yeah, come on. Yeah, right here. Come on up. Yeah. Okay. Thankfully, I got one of these. Okay. Do you think you could drink this in just one gulp?
No.
Okay. Let me help you out. This is Alien Snot, okay? This one's supposed to be super gross. Let me get in here. This is kind of weird.
You can do it.
Oh. Can you open this? All right, let me twist. Oh, my bad. This acts as a twist off. There you go. All right. So this is Moxie, the original elixir, distinctly different, which also means really gross, okay? So we're going to have a little contest, and we're going to see who can drink these the fastest, okay? So don't, if you, listen, this is a church computer. This is the Lord's computer, so do not throw up in this direction if you throw up, okay? Okay? So one, two, three, drink it. You're a pro at this. So close, man. So close. Way to go. How did that, what did that, what does Moxie taste like?
I don't really know.
Okay. What does alien snot taste like?
Cough syrup.
Like cough syrup. Okay, you can keep that.
Okay.
You get a prize of a, which one would you prefer? The loser gets the prize. We're Christian, so the last and first and all that. So, and there's A and W. There you go. Give them a round of applause. Have a seat. So if you like those, you can ask your parents to tell Santa to bring one of those for you if you believe in that. Listen, so here's the question that we want to talk about this morning. Here's the question that we want to talk about because everybody look at me real fast. We got a lot to talk about this morning. And you might go, what does alien snot and elixir have to do with Christmas time? And believe it or not, it has to do a lot with Christmas time. Here's why. Because raise your hand if you're really into Christmas. Like I am. I'm really into Christmas. Let me tell you something. Look at me. Here's the question I want to ask you this morning. I want everyone in this room to think about this question. Is Christianity sort of like a soda taste test? Meaning this. Are there a lot of different flavors? There's A&W, there's IBC, there's Coke, there's Dr. Pepper, there's alien stuff. And whatever you believe in, whatever you like, whatever gets the loudest applause is good. It works for you. If you like the taste, if you like it, you drink it. If you're a Dr. Pepper type, you get Dr. Pepper. If you're a Coke type, you get Coke. And at the end of the day, everyone's thirst is quenched. Is that how faith works? Listen, you may have friends at your school, and they believe different things about. They may not even be into Christmas. And they may tell you, hey, look, people that are into Christmas are weird. They're kind of closed-minded. They believe us all this stuff about Jesus. And so here's the question I want you to think about this morning as we're together. Is Christianity like a taste test? Are there lots of different flavors that are all right? Or here's what I'm going to make a case for today. And I think the Bible makes this, I know the Bible makes this case that there aren't many different flavors. That there's only one flavor, there's only one truth that is right, and that truth is found in the person of Jesus Christ. And so here's what I want to do. We're going to go really fast today because we have a lot of stuff to talk about, and I'm going to give you four truths to help you trust that Christianity is the only way to God. That Christianity is the only way to God. And listen, you're going to want to pay attention. You're going to want to pay attention because I don't know the friends that you have at school. I don't know who you hang around with, but here's the deal. As you get older, or maybe even right now, you might have questions about Jesus. And here's what I want to do as we get started. I want you to think about something. I want you to think about a mistake that you could possibly make and why it's so important that you listen, because here's the biggest mistake. The biggest mistake that you could make is being here this morning and thinking because your parents believe in Jesus, because your parents go to Watermark, that you're somehow a Christian. That because your parents have maybe a Christmas tree and they have an Advent calendar in your house, that because they believe that Jesus is the only way to God, that somehow, some way, that makes that you believe it. And so you need to pay attention this morning in this, is that do you believe? As a sixth grader, a seventh grader, an eighth grader, do you believe that there are a lot of different flavors? Or do you believe with confidence, can you say that Christianity is the only right faith? That Jesus is the only way? And you need to walk out of this room today absolutely sure that Jesus is the only way. That's the truth. And so I'm going to give you four truths today. Number one, you can trust the Bible. You can trust the Bible. 2 Timothy 3:16 says this. It says that all scripture, every single page in your Bible, every single page in your Bible, or if you have an iPhone app, that every single page on your iPhone app, every one of those pages is breathed by God. That every one of those pages, the Bible says that every single scripture is breathed out by God, the very breath of God, and is profitable, meaning it has value, it has worth, it has value and is good for teaching. It teaches us things about life. It teaches us things about God. It teaches us things about how to have relationships and how to be a good friend to other people. It teaches us how we can be forgiven of all of our sin. It can be teaching for reproof, for correcting, that it teaches us when we're wrong, that the Bible gives us a standard of what is right and wrong and for training in righteousness, that it helps us to be guys and girls that grow up walking in the ways of God. But what you need to know today before, as we get started, is the Bible is not just a book. The Bible isn't a book. See, you may make the mistake of going to your house and you might have a bookshelf with a lot of different books, and the Bible is one of those books on a bookshelf with a lot of other books. But what you need to know about the Bible is there's something very different about the Bible. There's something very different about the Bible. The Bible was written over 1,500 years. Over 1,500 years, three different continents, 40 different writers, lots of different backgrounds. And that book, all of those writings have come together into this one book we call the Bible, and it has a central theme. How human beings, how you and I can be made right to a God who loves us. And so the very first thing that you need to know today is that you can trust the Bible. Listen, you're growing up in a world that's going to tell you this, that you can't trust the Bible. They're going to say things like, man, Jonah in the well, I mean, do you really think a whale could eat a human? Do you really believe that story? People are going to tell you, Jesus, do you really believe that a guy came to earth, walked around, did all these crazy things, walked on water, fed thousands of people with somebody's lunch, died on a cross and rose from the dead? Do you really believe that? People are going to tell you that. They may already tell you that. You may even be here today thinking that. Do I really believe that? Do I think a snake really talked to people? Listen to me. You need to be absolutely convinced of this, that every word in the Bible is true, that those stories aren't stories. Those are historical events that happened. This is not a fairy tale. This is not a Disney book. That this is truth. And so when you open up the Bible, you're hearing from God. Do you believe that this morning? That's your first point. Number one, that you can trust the Bible. And that's important because that's point number two. Point number two is that you can trust what Jesus did. The Bible tells us what Jesus did. The Bible tells us that Jesus Christ came to earth. Number one, Jesus did a lot of things. First of all, he came into the world. And what you need to know when you hear that is that Jesus always existed. As Christians, we believe in what's called the Trinity. That's another message for another day. But we believe that there's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Maybe you've heard that before, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. That's what we believe about God. And we believe that all three of those people are equal. They're all God. And we believe that they've all existed forever. And so in the Bible, when you read a story and you see that Jesus was born, it's like, well, that's weird. How are you born if you've lived forever? We believe that in the Bible, in the New Testament, when Jesus came, he came from heaven to earth. He was born. He was always around. He was always existed forever and ever. But in the Christmas story, he came to earth. He left heaven and came to earth. He came to earth for us. And he walked the earth and he did a lot of miracles. When you read the Bible, you see that Jesus did a lot of miracles. And all those miracles taught us that a lot of different things about God. It taught us that God had power, that Jesus had power. Jesus taught us what God was like. When we look at God, when we look at Jesus in the Bible, we can know what God is like. One of the main ways that we know what God the Father is like is because we can look at Jesus. We can look at Jesus. He came and he rose from the dead. And so the entire Christmas story, everything that you see this time of the year at Christmas, it's a reminder that Jesus came. Do you know that many years before Jesus came, the Bible told us about Jesus? It's called a prophecy. You know what a prophecy is? It's just somebody said something that later came true. It happened. I'm going to read you this. You probably heard this before. Isaiah 9 says this. For to us a child is born. To us a son is given, and the government shall be under his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and uphold it with justice and righteousness from this time and forever, evermore. You know, this is a big deal. The person that they're talking about there is Jesus. Everyone in history waited for Jesus. They were waiting for this one that would come and rescue the whole world. You ever wonder why we celebrate Christmas? I was looking at the historychannel.com and kind of looking at what the History Channel, they're not a religious organization. So I'm looking and I'm reading about Christmas. And here's what I want to share with you. So when someone asks you, if you have a little trivia game and they ask you, why do we celebrate Christmas? Let me tell you, around the fourth century, the church said, hey, well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to celebrate. We're going to... officially celebrate Jesus' birth as a holiday. But the Bible, you may not know this, the Bible doesn't really tell us a date of when Jesus was born. Did you know that? And so that shouldn't bother you. That shouldn't frustrate you. The Bible doesn't say December 25th that Jesus was born. And so what they did, there were some other things going on in culture at that time. And so they said, hey, we're going to pick December 25th. That's going to be a good time for some other reasons that we don't have time to talk about today. And they called it the Feast of Nativity. The Feast of Nativity. By the end of the 8th century, this Feast of Nativity spread all over the world. It was all the way to Scandinavia. And now here we are, 2016, and this Feast of Nativity has spread all the way to Dallas. You know, I love going to the Galleria during Christmas time for a lot of different reasons. One of those is this reason right here is the Christmas tree. You know, you go to the Galleria, and how many of you guys have been to the Galleria since all the decorations have come up? It's, you know, you go to the Galleria, and there's all these awesome decorations. There's this awesome Christmas tree. Listen to me. Here's what I want you to do. Here's what I want you to think about, that every time you see a Christmas tree, every time that you sing a Christmas song, well, maybe not Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, but the Christmas songs that we sing here, all of those things point to Jesus. All of those things point to Jesus. Every Christmas tree, every time you drive around your neighborhood and you see Christmas lights, those lights are up there not because of Buddha, not because of Islam. Those lights are there because of Jesus. We are celebrating the birthday of Jesus. Every time you see a tree, every time you see lights, every time you see a house with a 10-foot-tall Mickey Mouse like mine, they all point to Jesus. You know, sometimes what we can do is this. We can get so caught up. Look at me. Come back. We can get so caught up in Christmas, so caught up in gifts. I don't know. Maybe you are guilty of this. I'll be honest with you. Sometimes I can get so caught up in Christmas, so caught up in Christmas trees, so caught up in buying the right gifts for someone that I can forget that Christmas is about Jesus. It's the birthday of Jesus that we're celebrating. Even the songs that we sing. You know, O Holy Night, you know, these Christmas songs, I'm going to read it to you. Just listen to me. Listen to the words of this song. It says, O Holy Night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error, meaning everybody was sinful on the face of the earth. Long lay the world in sin and error till he appeared and the Spirit felt its worth. They're talking about Jesus, a thrill of hope. The weary world rejoices. Do you ever just feel weary? Could you imagine living in a time before Jesus? You know, we're fortunate that we live in the time after Jesus came, but could you imagine waiting for Jesus, all of your sins, all of your regrets, all of your sorrows, all of your heartache, and go, man, I can't wait for Jesus to come. I can't wait for him to come and to save the whole world, to rescue me. Every hurt, every fear, everything. The King is coming. And now we sing about it. We sing about it. It's a birthday party for Jesus. I don't care. Let me ask you a question. Who's the most popular person? If you're really popular, raise your hand. That's a trick question, man. Come on. Listen, maybe you've had a birthday party and this has happened to you. You come home from school and your parents have this really awesome happy birthday banner up, or maybe it's not so awesome. Maybe it's kind of cheesy and they have all this happy birthday stuff up. Anybody ever had that? You come home, your parents have the happy birthday stuff. I have never been to the Galleria and saw a birthday banner with your name on it. You know that? I've never driven around my neighborhood and saw a nativity scene with you there. You know what I mean? As popular as you are, the world isn't celebrating your birth. Look at me for a second. Think about that for a second. The world is celebrating Jesus. Every Christmas tree points to Jesus. Every Mickey Mouse in someone's yard ultimately points to Jesus. The whole world points to Jesus. Why is the whole world pointing to this guy? Do you understand? Look at me. This is it. Jesus is everything. You can trust the Bible. You can trust what Jesus did. He didn't just come to earth. You know what else he did? He rose from the dead. That's crazy. I never argue with people that come back from the dead. I just make a habit out of never doing that. Jesus came to earth. He died, the Bible says, and he rose from the dead. You know, a lot of people believe this. They believe that all religions are sort of the same. All religions sort of get you to God, that you just pick one. It's sort of like these sodas up here, that you pick your favorite, and at the end of the day, everyone goes to heaven. Listen to me. That is false. Let me tell you how, third point, you can trust what Jesus said. John 14, 6, this is big. Everyone needs to listen to this. He says, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. You need to understand something. Look, this verse right here, if you were to memorize a verse, there's lots of verses in the Bible, I think this is a good one to memorize. When you go to your community group, to your small group, you go, hey, let's memorize this one. Let me tell you why. Because this verse right here, this verse separates Christianity from every other faith in the world, every other religion in the world. You know what Jesus says? He says, I'm the way. And then he makes his claim. He says, no one comes to God except through me. You know what he does a little bit later? Get this. In Acts, it's written about this. It says, salvation is found in no one else. There is no other name under heaven given to man by which you can be saved. You know, I read this story about these three blind guys, and they came up to an elephant. They came up to an elephant, and one blind guy, he grabbed the leg of the elephant, and he goes, I found a tree. This is a tree. I found a tree. He's real excited about the tree. And another blind guy came up, and he grabbed the ear of the elephant. That was what he found. He found the ear of the elephant. He goes, I found a fan. It's a big fan. I found a fan. And then another guy walks over to the elephant, the same elephant, a blind guy. And he walks over, and he grabs the tail of the elephant. And he's like, I found a rope. Question for you. Who's right? No, listen, a fourth guy walks up, and the fourth guy can see. It's a person like you and I, and he goes, hey, this, it's not a rope. It's not a fan. It's not a tree. It's an elephant. I mean, you know what the difference between this guy and the other three guys? This guy could see, and his sight allowed him to see what was true. See, all those guys, they thought something about that elephant, but it wasn't true. Let me ask you a question. Maybe you have friends like this. And you have friends that they're sort of like that. They're blind. And they go, hey, everything gets you to God. No, how can you really know what's right? You know what? All you really got to do in life is just be nice to people. And at the end of the day, if you're nice to enough people, you don't kill anyone because killing people, that's really bad. You get to heaven. Let me tell you what the Bible says. That's false. That's incorrect. And here's the other thing is we got to be really careful that we don't assume who is blind and who isn't. You know, look at me for a second. We can make a mistake because we're at church. The person sitting next to us, that they're not blind, right? They've always come to church. This is, you know, Scott, if your name's Scott, no. But this is, Scott always comes to church. He always comes to church. His parents have been going here for a really long time. That would be a mistake. And so not only can we trust what Jesus did, not only can we trust the Bible, but we can trust Jesus for the forgiveness of our sins. Look at me for this as we finish up, that every other religion in the world, they're trying to somehow explain how a person gets right with God. They're trying to do enough good deeds. But listen, let me tell you something. There's not enough old ladies for you to help cross the street to get right with God. You can never do enough things to get right with God. I don't know if you're like me today. See, you're lucky because you're in middle school. I'm way past middle school, so I've had a lot more time in my life to do a lot more really dumb things. But you might be like me, and you might have a lot of mistakes that you've made. The Bible calls those sin. You might have done a lot of really bad things. You might have disobeyed your parents. You might have even done that today before you walked in here. You might have guilt and shame. You might think about all the mistakes that you've done a lot. You may go, man, I'm a pretty bad kid. You know, I get in trouble way more than my friends. Here's the good news for you. Get this. And this is what only Christianity can do. Ephesians 2, 8, 9. So it is by grace that you have been saved. It is by grace that you have been saved through faith. And this is not of your own doing. It's a gift of God, not a result of work, so that no one can boast. You know, the difference between Christianity and all other religions is this right here. Christianity has the ability to forgive you of all of your sins. And it can make you right with God. It can forgive you. You can, when you put your trust in Jesus, the Bible says that Jesus came. He was the Son of God. He lived a perfect life. He died on a cross. He rose from the dead. And the Bible says if you believe that, If you believe that, that you can have all your sins, that's the good news. We call it the gospel. You know why it's called the gospel? It's good news. We call it good news because you have the ability for all of your sin to be forgiven. And so I want to ask you this question as we finish up. Have you come to a time in your life where you go, man, I don't just sing Christmas songs. I don't just come to wake. I don't just go to look at the pretty Christmas tree that my parents put up. Have you really put your trust and faith in the Jesus that Christmas is all about? Not your parents' faith, not what you think about. Have you decided for yourself that Jesus is the only way to God? That's a big claim. Jesus said, I'm the only way. I'm the, not a way. I am the way. Do you believe that this morning? Have you come to a point in your life where you believe Jesus is the only way to God? And if you haven't, that would be a great question, a great conversation to ask when you go to your group here in a little bit. Say, hey, let's talk about that. He said Jesus is the only way to God. Like, what about my friends that believe something else? Are you saying they're going to go to hell when they die? That would be something great to talk about. The only way. Let me ask you a question. 2 plus 2, what does that equal? 22. Somebody said, great. Let me ask you a question. So somebody over here said 22. They were joking around. Would it be, listen to me, because this person said that it's 22, does that make it any, are they right? Right. Listen, somebody can say anything they want, but the truth of the matter is 2 plus 2 is 4. And so what we've got to do, people that know truth, you have to go and you have to help people understand. Listen, I know you want to believe 2 plus 2 is 22, but 2 plus 2 is 4. And I want to help you. I want to love you. I want to be your friend. And I want to tell you truth. And so 4 things. You can trust the Bible. You can trust the Bible. You can stake your life on the Bible. You can trust what Jesus said. Jesus said, I'm the only way. But you know what? Anybody can say anything they want. So you can also trust what Jesus did. He came into the earth. That's Christmas. He died and he rose again. That's Easter. And you can trust Jesus for the forgiveness of your sins. And that, friends, is what separates Christmas. That's what separates Christianity from every other religion, every other faith. Let me pray for us. Father, we thank you for Christmas. And Father, I just confess that, man, I can get caught up in Mickey Mouse's and Christmas trees and Christmas gifts, good food, sweater weather, and I can totally forget that this is about the birth of Jesus. And so would you forgive me and would you help me to constantly remember every time I look at a tree, every time I look at a house with lights on it, that that's a celebration, that's a reminder of Jesus coming to earth. I pray for friends here today that may have questions about this. I pray for friends here today that don't know you. I pray today would be the day that you save them, that you rescue them, that they would trust in Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.